A group representing consumers wants more protections for internet users as complaints about the national broadband network balloon. The latest figures from the Telecommunications Ombudsman show a blowout in NBN-related complaints by 160% last financial year. And the Australian Communications Consumer Action Network wants the Consumer Protections Code reviewed. George Roberts reports.
It took a year and a half for Andrea Dowsett to get the NBN connected, and that's after getting a letter telling her she had to switch.
It was a complete saga. They were saying different things to me all the time. I spoke to several different offices and I tried to get it escalated through the Ombudsman to try and get it all sorted.
She's just one of thousands of people who've resorted to complaining to the Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman.
It was something to do with the different portals in the system not supporting the NBN order that went through. So it was just a long process, over 18 months, but I think we ended up having no internet for about 2 months.
What did you do with no internet?
I had to go to my parents' house because I study and it's completely all online. So I would come home from work and I would make sure that my little toddler was all showered and fed, and then I would go to my parents' house that night to study.
The Telecommunications Ombudsman dealt with 27,000 complaints about the NBN last financial year, which is a 160% increase. Federal Labor's Regional Communications Minister is Stephen Jones.
It's a damning indictment of the industry and the way the government is handling the rollout of the NBN.
Labor's been hankering for a banking royal commission, but Stephen Jones points out that the telco industry draws more ire from consumers.
These figures today reveal that the telecommunications industry receives four times the number of complaints than the banking industry. And yet the government seems to think that everything's okay. Well, it's not okay. The people of Australia, the small businesses of Australia, are fed up with a government that brags about its NBN project and seems deaf to their complaints about what's really going on.
The complaints were mainly to do with connection delays, faults with services and service speeds. Narelle Clark is from the Australian Communications Consumer Action Network.
Remember, these complaints are the tip of the iceberg. All of the complaints that go to the TIO are after people have tried to resolve it with their telco or internet service provider.
So what can be done then? You're calling for a strengthening of consumer protections. What sort of thing can be done there?
One thing that we've had in the past called the customer service guarantee. Now, that only applies to Telstra landline services. And they were guarantees that meant that if you had a fault with your service, it would be guaranteed to be fixed within so many days or a week or so if you're in a rural area. But you had guarantees around that. And if it didn't get fixed within that period of time, then compensation and penalties were payable. You had guarantees about how long it would take before a service would get connected. In this modern era where we all rely on our internet services, we've got no guarantees at all because those old style customer service guarantees do not apply to the internet service that we now rely on.
She says consumer protections also need to be strengthened.
So the Telecommunications Consumer Protections Code is the other aspect of work that we've got on this year. That whole code is being reviewed. We would like to see that code strengthened to improve consumer protections and not water any of them down. This is a great opportunity to have a good hard look at customer service and get some fixes in.
Narelle Clark from the Australian Communications Consumer Action Network speaking with George Roberts.